that Yelashen of Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, the reason we're having Shir early today, part of the reason is the Levaya of Rabbi Yitzchak Katzenstein, Rabbi Edmund Katzenstein, who was the prominent Moel here in the Kehillah for many, many years. And unfortunately, he died suddenly the Shabbos. And
I think I saw the Shabbos, and he looked just fine when I saw him. That.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there was a sudden death. And he was a very fine man. He did thousands of brisin, and he didn't take any money for the brisin. He had a business besides this, but most people, they have money, they want more money. And all the money that he said, write it out to Tzedaka, to the Broyes Yeshiva or some other place, etc. His son,
the same way when it comes to
his son Pinchas, his grandson Yaakov, it's these three generations now. Three generations, of Moelim in the family. A very fine, fine man. And, so after this I'm going to give the call to Yom Rishon, and I'm going to give that early and abbreviate that, and then go to the Levaya from there. Okay, so we'll start this packet Hay of Shemek Ona. We'll do what we can today, and if not, we'll continue on next week as well. Okay, so the Shomei Ka'ona part of it is going to take time till how we get there. The question at hand is that certain things in halacha we require ituf. So what does ituf mean? Ituf means some type of head covering. So there are a couple of possibilities. One possibility is to put on a head covering. We have to see when are we talking about. And then the other possibility is, what do you mean head covering? Of course, you always have a head covering on. So this must be an additional head covering. So let me show you. If it's not clear, I'll try to make it clear. The Gemara says in Brachas Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, Tana Asar Dvarim Nemru B'Koshel Bracha. Whereas when you make Kiddush, so you have a Koshel Bracha. So you need a lot of things with Koshel Bracha. Hadacha, Shtifa, meaning you have to rinse it out. One is rinsing out inside, one is rinsing out outside. Chai, umole. Okay, all these things are separate. But iter v'ituf. Ituf. So what does ituf mean? What does it mean? So that means like this. If you're Achmei's benching, and there's a koshal bracha, you're using a kos, or other types of things when you're using a kos, shal bracha, like an achasana, or all types of mila, when we use all the koshal bracha. So, what does ituf mean? So, if you look here in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the official name, I've said this many times, so the official name of the Sefer of Rabbeinu Yerucham is called Sefer Toldos Adam Bechava. Sefer Toldos Adam Bechava. Meaning the Rabbeinu Yerucham was one of the Rishonim. And he wrote a Sefer Halacha, which is a classic Sefer, and he divided it into two parts, Adam and Chava. Some parts are mitzvahs having to do with women, things like that. That's the Chava part, and then the Adam part. And so officially, many years ago, Rabbi Mandelbaum, who was the librarian of YU from 1948 to 1998, who was I was very close to, I was once looking for the Rabbeinu Yerucham. So I was going to the car catalog, Ruchav, Reish, where do you look at under Reish? You look under Yud, where do you look at under? So he said, no, you look at under Tuf, because the official name of the Sefer is Toldos, Adam V'chava. So look what he says. Gam itov shenosin sudo aroshos to osho levarach begile rosh. So the Rebbeinu Ruchav says, it means that when you're doing a kosher bracha, so you have to put like a scarf or some type of covering on your head, because you're not allowed to be mevarach begile rosh. So the problem with this is, so that's what seems to imply, that if there's no kosher bracha, say I'm saying or davening, making a bari min mezonos on a cookie. So that seems to imply that you could make it without any kisui. These are the things the Gemara says in Nun Aleph Amud Aleph here. Asara dvarim nemru the kosher bracha. So this is a special thing of kosher bracha. So that means that only by kosher bracha you need this. Yeah, well, the Moses first tshuva on the igros is how big a yarmulke has to be. And Rav Moshe says a yarmulke should be that it has to be noticeable that it's a covering of your head. Like if you put a face something the size of a bottle cap, but you know, so it's not noticeable that it's a covering. But Rav Shlomo Kluger says it has to be the robe rosh, the majority of the head. So Rav Moshe said he thinks that's too much of a chumra. That doesn't have to be that much, it has to be noticeable. But he's seeming to apply that nosin suda. So you want to say that maybe, in other words, you want to say pshat in the Rabbi Yerucham. Max. That maybe what he means to say is that you could have, normally you have to cover it, but it's not such a big cover, and here you have to put it on your whole head. Maybe. He doesn't articulate that in particular. That well, I didn't say anything about Shliach Tzibur. All I see is kosher bracha. I know nothing about Shliach Tzibur at this point. Nothing. In Breuer's, talking about Breuer's, so only the Rav puts the talus over the head. No one else is allowed to put their talus over the head when they come to shul. Everyone else will wear a hat or something like that and keep the talus on their shoulders. Only the rabbinate is the official rabbinate, right?
Someone who has a pulpit.
Someone has a pulpit, okay. Could do it. So this is Rabbeinu Yerucham. So let's see the Beis Yosef on page 5. Let's look in the Beis Yosef. Rabbeinu Yerucham so far all says is when the Gemara says that the kosher bracha needs ituf, that means that you have to cover your head. Which might imply that when you don't have a kosher bracha, you don't even have to cover your head. In other words, you can't, when we're learning this, you can't have any preconceived notions. Because you know what this famous joke is? How do you know Yaakov Avinu wore a yarmulke? Because it says Vayetze Yaakov, so of course he wore a yarmulke. Somebody's going to go out without a yarmulke.
That's the case of
circular reasoning. Yeah, right, exactly. So the same thing over here. In other words, who said that when you make a bracha you have to wear a yarmulke? Maybe not. And maybe the chiddush is when you have kosher bracha, you have a special covet for the kosher bracha. You cover your head. So let's look in the Beis Yosef on page 5. It says the Beis Yosef. Rabbi Yerucham says, "Dehainu shenosin sudo al rosh shosu levarach migil al rosh." V'lo nehirali nimkein my rebusa the birkas hamazon. Right, he's talking about say kosher bracha brachas. How kosher brachas mami mashma dosu levarach migil al rosh. In other words, he's assuming that Beis Yosef that you always have to, like we normally assume, that you always have to cover your head. So if you always have to cover your head, so then what's the special thing that Birkas HaMazon you have to cover your head? So it can't just mean you have to cover your head, but you always have to cover your head. So what's the Chiddush? Al itu vaydu suda shaparsim al koveihem ha'omdim ufnei gedolim. That what? That in other words, they would have their head covered anyway. With a kova in modern Hebrew is a hat. But that's another thing you have to realize in learning, that modern Hebrew and rabbinic Hebrew are not always the same. You know, like you have to put a mezuzah on the bias, but the door, a room is called a bias, even though in modern Hebrew we never call a room a bias, we call it a cheder. But modern Hebrew and Hebrew and the poskim are not necessarily the same. And you understand? I'll give you another example. Hotzah on Shabbos. So Hotzah means, so people translate it what? Yeah, but in other words, they translate, you know, it's also to carry on Shabbos. But carrying is not what Hotzah means. Hotzah means to take, like, so therefore, if I take a stroller out, that's, I'm not carrying. Right? But Hotzah doesn't mean carrying. You understand? So some words, you know, the words, and therefore they think that as long as if I have a thing I have to take, I take a safety pin, I pin it on my shirt, and I have my key, I pin it on my shirt, oh, that's not carrying. But that's ridiculous. Because Hotzah is not, the definition of Hotzah is not carrying, it's moving it out of from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim in a way that is not, you know, Derech Levush or something like that. So that's just as much Hotzah as if I put it in, you know, maybe it's a shino or whatever. Yeah, but it's still Hotzah. So what he's saying, so kova here could just mean some type of covering. I don't know if it's necessarily, or some type of small cap or something like that. And the Chiddush is, so that's the always kept your head covered with some type of cap or something like that. And for Birkas HaMazon, which is more kavodik, you have an extra covering. You have an extra covering. Rav Shachar always quotes that this Beis Yosef to him is the source of wearing a hat. Of wearing a hat. In other words, where do people wear, we're going to see the din of Ituv might apply to Shmon Esrei as well. So what's the concept of wearing a hat? So Rav Shachar claims it's from this Beis Yosef. The counter argument is that it says here, "Hanisuda shaposim kolveim ha'omdim lifnei hagedolim." So, as if I would go to meet the president of the United States, so this is what I would wear. So the question is, "Bizman is that?" Maybe that's not true, because today, if you to wear a hat in front of an important person, that's not considered respectful. It's right. So you definitely have to take off. If you would be wearing like a hat, a regular hat, or, you know, and you would come to the president, you would take it off. You wouldn't keep it on. So the question is, if this is really, because this is the way we're going b'fnei gedolim, gedolim mean, you know, Rabbi Mati said to me, you know, how you go from the in front of the Rosh Hashiva, but that doesn't mean that's the Pasha Pshat of, yeah, in economic, right? If you go to the Rosh Hashiva, he'd wear a hat, or he'd throw you out of the yeshiva, maybe, I don't know. But it depends which yeshiva. That's also true. But, in other words, but I don't know if Lefnei HaGedolim necessarily means, like everybody said, Rosh Hashiva could mean Lefnei HaGedolim, you know, a secular authority.
Let's say for a secular authority, it probably depends on where you're using. Inside,
well, you usually don't meet him outside.
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends where you're at an event.
If the event is outside, yeah.
There's plenty of time in Washington where you might be an outside where you might see
him. Yeah. So. Okay.
Why would the person want to wear a hat
No, we're talking about for davening. For davening. Because we're going to see that it was just because over here we're saying ituf is for kosher bracha, that doesn't mean that's the only place where there's ituf.
Kosher bracha
in Berkas HaMazon. Yeah. Well, but the kosher bracha that he was talking about here is the kosher bracha in Berkas HaMazon. So this Beis Yosef. Is that? So that's the basis. Now let's look in the Darkei Moshe in Sukkot Beis. Divrei Rabbeinu Lamata Kedivrei Rabbeinu Yerucham. Umashehiksha Rabbi Yosef by Rabusa the Birkas Hamazon Yishlom the Fil Oson Sheinim Bevarchim Lo Yoshu Begila Raus Habashar Brachas Ki Hagav Nashari. In other words, like this. You have to realize that benching Bisman Chazal is different than benching today. Today, when we bench, everyone benches. Right? But Bisman Chazal, when there was a Zimun, so it meant that you're going to do the zimun on the side of Rechi Shemot, and then the person who is what? Who is leading the benching is going to say the whole benching out loud, and everyone else doesn't say a word. That was the benching. The reason why we don't do that, Bizman Hazeh, is because of people, Bizman Hazeh, space out. They just space out. And since you space out, then... I remember Rav Salvechik saying this. I heard myself that he thought that, you know, Mikra Megillah is like one of the hardest mitzvahs because you have to concentrate. Where else in Yiddishkeit do you have to concentrate for such a long time? It's like very. That's not, you know, you space out. You can hear it. You know, so it's a very hard. That's why I never stay up late. I don't ever go to the Purim Chagiga because I want to get a good night's sleep the night before the Megillah. So I go to sleep. So this way I don't... If one second you doze off, it's gone. You missed the mitzvah. So,
unless you have your own kosher Megillah.
If you have your own kosher Megillah, then face... even if you don't, you can read along, but then you got to keep up, and, you know, it's not a good situation. Yeah. It would be motzi everyone, exactly. So that's the way you should do it. That's the real way of benching. The real benching is by not benching, meaning by having the mezamein bench and everyone else is listening. Oh. So he says, the pshat is like this. This is what the Rambam says, beautiful pshat. Not like the Beis Yosef, he needed double covering. The Beis Yosef says that what? That normally, of course everyone's covering their hair. But now, for Birkas HaMazon, you need a double, the kova and the sudar. So the documentary says no. Normally, if somebody is say a bracha, I'm motzi you in a bracha. So the assumption is I have to cover my head. But the question is the listener, the shomei ka'ona guy, does he have to cover his head? So he says, you know what he says to Ramo? He doesn't have to cover his head. And the chiddush is, only by benching. So if you're making a motzi, an unbelievable thing. Say the balabai. I'm not saying we don't do this, you know. Say the balabai makes a motzi for the family Friday night at the table. So the balabai makes the motzi, and other people at the table don't need to have their head covered, and the yotze. Now, obviously, we don't do this because we're no way to cover our head all the time. But technically speaking, if you're assuming that covering your head is only a midas chasidus, and you're assuming that there's no kova, it's only when you say a bracha, so the Ramah says that's only for saying the bracha, articulating the bracha. But if you're Shomei Ka'ona, then what? Then you don't have to cover your head. And the Chiddush is, Shrichim Ituf, not the guy who's benching, who's saying it. Of course he needs. That's no Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even the listeners, by benching, need. But what? Also, Sheinu Baruch Lo Yeshu Gilei Rosh, HaBashar Brachas, Ki Hai Gav Nashari. But any other bracha, besides benching, Ki Hai Gav Nashari, meaning, like this case, meaning, with a bare head, Mutter. So, the Dake Moshe, so what do we have here? We had the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, which says that you have an extra covering, and the Rabbi Yochum says you have a covering. Then the Beis Yosef says, what does he mean? I don't know, understand what he means. Don't you always have to have a covering? So the Beis Yosef says, no, this is a source for a double covering. Because that's how people would stand in Bifnei HaGadol.
Is that by Birkas HaMazon?
Yeah, by Birkas HaMazon or anything that requires Ituf. So far we only learned by Birkas HaMazon. It could be there are other areas like Tefillah, etc. And then But the Ramah learns differently. No, there's no such thing as that you have to have two coverings. One covering is sufficient. But the Chiddush is, Tzrichim Ituf, meaning, because normally when you're just listening to a bracha, you don't. And the Chiddush, by Birkas HaMazon, even though you're just listening, you need Ituf.
It's also like the Manasha, because it sounds like it's taking aside from the focus Rashi goes for the Kiddush or Dami or not. I mean, if it is Kiddush or Dami, then you say you need Ituf even for other things that are not Birkas HaMazon. But if it's meaning if we don't take the word Dami, then it shouldn't make a difference. You shouldn't require it by the HaMazon.
Right, so it's a special chashivas that Birkas HaMazon.
I'm saying it's the din of Shemei Ka'ona, if it's a din that
the right, if you want to learn.
Without a Dami,
yeah.
Then,
if you want to learn like that.
Right.
You don't have to learn like that.
That
is the, you know, as Rosh Hashanah put down, that was the stipler's way of learning. That the question, if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei and you get up to Kedusha, whether you should stop or not. That was one way of learning. And the type of learning, the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, is whether you are considered, as he said, or not. But Shaphat said from Rav Soloveitchik that maybe the pshat is that no one holds it's really Kedibur. But the only question is that maybe it's considered a hefsek because you're doing another mitzvah in the middle of Shemona Esrei.
Meaning so that the Hashivas of Birkas HaMazon is not due to Shemona Esrei, it's just to do with it's Birkas HaMazon, therefore we're ready to not because Shemona Esrei requires
right. And he's saying that Shemei Kona doesn't require. Right, that's a Shai Brachas, according to this Dake Moshe. Shai Brachas, Gai Gavna, and Shari, without it.
Not necessarily because it's Daraisa.
Because we're going to see that Tefillah. So Tefillah, even if you hold it to Daraisa, it's only Daraisa one, like Rav Shechter said, it's only Daraisa once a day. It's not Daraisa three Tefillahs a day, and still you still might need Ituf. So now let's look at the Bach on page 4. Because of Rabbi and Ruchum, the Haina Shanosin Sudol Rosh, also Mavarchu Le Rosh. Lo Nehirli, when came Arabus of Brikas and Muslim. Right, so he quotes the Beis Yosef. Akan Loshon Beis Yosef. The Tema, second wide line, third word on the second wide line. Tema, Lama Kosov Adivre Herabenu Ruchum, Lo Nehirli, Lo Kach Kosov Harosh, Zalashon, Vachol Hanak Regilim Ha'idna, Apa Pisa Sudosh, Lo Yvarch Bikli Rosh. The Rush says that we don't make brachas v'gila Rush. Pain divayatosis, k'mosh kozer v'vein l'shon zebish mom, somach. Pain somach the tzonu lomar, the afal pisha rosho b'chusa mitzneves katana, fil hoche lo yivarach v'gila Rush v'prisa suda shakorsi mal rosh l'tznias. Pisha kisu ze machnile v'odom v'il l'day kavodas habrachal yir shamayim. Kachidas Harav Rabbeinu Yerucham Lushono. So what is he saying? What is he saying? The Bach. Simple pshat, what he's saying is like Max. And maybe the pshat is that for... You always cover your heads with something. It's nefes ketana. Right? But maybe for certain things, you need something more significant. Not necessarily a double covering, but a more... Havavich rosh mechusav mitzvah ketana, afilu hakim lo yivarach megilei rosh miprisas sudar. You should have a sudar on. In other words, something that will cover, like, exactly what you said, Mechus. Sheparsim al rosh l'tznias, l'fishe kisu yizeh machnia neva odom. Because it gives you more kavana. If you have a bigger covering, it will give you more concentration, more kavana. And by certain things, we want to bolster the level of kavana. Reveal the kavana sabracha v'yoshamayim. Kachi das harbeinu rabrucham v'shomu shartik divrei atosis v'harosh. Kach perish beis yosef gufi le'el. Eitzu v'chasa rosho shulehel av begila rosh. Baal zo shulchanach avim divrei rabbeinu besomach. That's what you said. He doesn't like the Rama. For your reason. That Mamanushah. Why should it be, if you need it, Shemekona, you need it. Elvadi Rosh Mamish also Bain the Bavach Bain Lacherim. So the Bach says no. Hile Rosh is Osir, whether it's the Mevarich or the Shomea. It has to cover your head. For any Bracha. Okay, he says it. It could be he's not exactly saying what Max said, but the point is that, well, maybe he is. Because he uses the lashon lifros otsudar ala mitznefes. But it could be that if you just have the kuemis. Ruha emes. When you halacha nira came to those of a rosh ha'idu shayu in ogim as vanei mapre prisa sudar because of Rabbeinu v'aramiru v'chen kol yoy shemai yen nizu b'shas bracha v'sate v'mal b'sha elyon v'gam l'hasim ha'kova al rosho v'lo yivarach mitzdef es ketana v'fil k'shehu b'varach v'yachid yehino akach v'lo yeh chaser elo m'ziga v'itre.
No,
the Darkei Moshe holds that the Shomim do not have to cover their head unless it's Birkas HaMoshe.
Oh, okay, right.
And he's saying there's no difference.
Any bracha.
Any bracha you always have to cover. And so, in essence, he's basically saying like the Beis Yosef. Right? Kol Yeshem, right, he's saying, the Koshal Bracha Tzarek Lufros Od Suda all the Sefers. Emes, when you halacha nere, the Kevin, the Tosus, the Rosh, the Idu, so you know, give us my name, Afra Prisas, Suda, Chen Kosvo. So according to the Bach, and maybe the Beis Yosef also, you always have to cover your head, and the Kiddush is, for Ituf, you need more. Certain things we want to have extra kavana. So what does he say? V'satev v'malbosha elyon. So he says two things. The itav's not only covering the head, but also wearing like a jacket. Gam hoshim hakova v'satev v'malbosha elyon. I think so, I was talking about, Cole mentioned that Rav Schwab Zatzal wanted people to wear a tie. He said that's considered itav. That for sure, when you go b'fnei hamelach, you go to the lighthouse, you're going to wear a tie. So Lamaisa, we're not so master on this. I mean, Gustavi would mean every time you bench, you have to make sure you're wearing
bigger.
So you're saying, once you have the biggest thing, what do you need the small thing for? Right. It makes sense. Even though, why does he use this lashon? Tzarich lifros od suder al emetz nefes. The Bach, the fourth line. It's nias. Is that the word od suder?
Let's say someone was wearing a hat with no place to keep on
your head.
Right.
Right. Probably not. You would look crazy. It would look weird. Right. I guess. Yeah, thank you. I guess he's talking about putting it on, but maybe it was a given that they weren't going to take off that thing, but it's not like. I think you're right. The Iker thing is probably. Somebody would say double covering, but you're saying, right, well, a double covering doesn't really... What meaning is a double covering have? If you have a bigger covering, so then that makes more sense. Right, yeah. Yeah, that's a whole other discussion.
Is it plastic? You are talking about plastic. Are you allowed to put a plastic cup in a non-disposable cup? Or what? Which cup is the ikur by kiddush? Is
it? It's better to have just one good cup. Some say a plastic cup is okay, maybe.
Friday night, even?
I mean, we try not to do it. But I would make kiddush with a bracha. Say I just only had a plastic cup. I would make it kiddush on that. I would make it. Even though the mice said it's not the, it's disposable, so it's not so chashuv. Okay. So this is a fascinating discussion here. What's the added kiddush of? Is the added chiddush that you need a double or a bigger covering, right? Or no? Then in the Hanami, you could leave your head uncovered by if you're not making the bracha. You're just listening. And this is so comes out of fundamental machlokas where the Shomei Ka'one requires your head to be covered. According to Ramah, it doesn't. And it's only special din but by Birkas HaMazon that you need itif. Okay, Rebbe, I apologize that I have to go give now the Kol Yom Rishon. It's start at 10:15. I have to get over there and then give a short version and then go over to the Levaya. So, okay, we got one part of the shir done today. And Rebbe Hashem, next week this is a Sunday shir, so we pick up next Sunday.
What is the topic of
Grumma.
Grumma on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Or by Nevi'im?